on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
I'm gonna have that sip of coffee. Oh, there we go. Hey, welcome everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a jam-packed Friday show with you. We got Riley County Senior Center. Jamie Ramsey will be in around 9:20. Then from 9:30 to 10, we'll have K-State Dean of Libraries, Lori Getch, and Vice President for Communications and Marketing for K-State, Jeff Morris. But right now, we start things off, and I'm glad you're in here, John Jobe, to start things off with K-State Extension, talk 4-H, talk all sorts of things, because it was a late night for me last night. And actually, it was a late night. And I do have a couple quick little updates I want to get to real quick.
Go for them.
On that story with that body that was found by K-State Police at Top of the World last night. K-State Police was called about an unconscious man at Top of the World near a walking trail there. When they got there, they found that the man was deceased. There was also a lot of Riley County Police Department activity around Bill Snyder Family Stadium late last night. Some roads closed around Kimball and College Avenue were closed. I'm told by Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins that these are not related police activities, I guess you can say. So still trying to find out a little bit more information. So I'd be checking our website, newsradiokman.com, for the latest. I just made an update just a little bit before 9 o'clock if you want to check that out. But here with John Jobe, I think we were just talking a little bit before we went on. That I don't think you've been on air since the fair.
No. And we need to take this thing positive, Brady.
Yes, we do.
We need to take this thing up.
Because also last night, I got Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War on Blu-ray earlier in the week. Didn't have time to actually watch it till last night. And it was the second time I've seen it. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, man. Intense. Fantastic. It's even better after the second viewing, but it's very intense.
That is
hilarious. Kind of dark. A very emotional movie. I got a little emotional.
Okay.
I'll admit it. I got a little emotional. And so I'm already dealing with that, revisiting the emotions
right,
of when I saw it in the theaters.
And then this news pops up,
and I'm like up till a little after midnight updating the website about this news. So, John, I need you in here. I need you to get me back to a more positive place.
We got
to
change the vibe in here, Brady. Yeah, so you just had said, I haven't been on since fair time, and I think that's a great way to change the vibe because what a tremendous fair we had this year.
That was a good one.
I think I might have seen you out there, Brady. I can't quite put my finger on what you were doing there, but I think I saw you out there.
Yeah,
doing something. Yeah, you're doing something.
Doing something. I was eating a lot of pie.
Brady was out there eating rhubarb pie as a judge. You did a tremendous job. We had tons of interesting rhubarb pie entries, as you may remember. The one that sticks out in my mind is the basil.
Yeah, that one did stick out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really weird at first because it was so different than the other pies that I'd had.
Right.
Because I think we judged between myself and
Donnie Wilson.
We went through about probably 20 pies, close to.
And that one definitely not a bad pie.
Different. It wasn't bad. It was really weird at first, but actually, it was more. I was taking bites of it, the more I started to like it. Actually, but that one was good.
And so I think that's. You know, the whole pie eating contest was awesome, but I think it just was one of the smaller pieces or smaller components to an awesome fair. Anybody who was out and about for our fair week several weeks back knows that the weather was absolutely tremendous.
Incredible.
But on top of that, it was, you know, especially from my perspective as the county 4-H agent, was quite a showing from our 4-Hers here in Riley County. Project entries were tremendous.
And up, like a lot of news news pieces we had this morning during the morning show with Jennifer Wilson.
Yeah,
a lot of the numbers across the
board. Talking to county commissioners. Definitely numbers were up in both stagnant exhibits inside our Potter Fall facility as well as livestock exhibits. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I think go into that. I hate to be one of those people that are like, oh, you know, fair was a success because numbers were up. You know, it's really about the effort that those young people put into all those different projects, livestock or other. But I think it shows also that we have a lot of new and enthusiastic 4-H'ers coming into the system. You know, people tend to often think, 4-H is kind of a dying program across the state or across the nation. And I think, if anything, come and look at the fair. It is definitely not.
I haven't seen any evidence for those
claims. No, a lot of young people coming into the 4-H system here locally and across the state, across the nation. I think the fair shows that. So just a good showing all in all. Definitely the public showed up. Thank you to listeners out there. If you did come out to the Riley County Fair this year, it was awesome. It was really great.
Here with John Jobe, the 4-H extension agent for Riley County, and talking also just talking about the fair, talking about just 4-H in general. And, you know, the fair got over not too long ago, but that doesn't mean anything stops or slows down for 4-H.
It is a continuous process. 4-H is always going here in Riley County. The cool thing about this type of year, you know, I don't live far from the studio here, Brady. It's really about a 30-second drive over, and the one thing that I am definitely acutely aware of is that school is back in session.
It is.
Northview's right down the road. Yeah, right. Yeah. Northview's right down the road. Kids are everywhere. Parents are everywhere dropping kids off. And, you know, for us in the 4-H world, this is a really active time of year, but it's really the time of year where we're opening our doors wide and saying, hey, you know, you've kind of seen these unique opportunities showcased at the fair. Maybe you've heard from friends or family some of the cool stuff that you can do within our 4-H program. Doors are open wide for new families to come in, regardless of age. You know, we take young people starting as young as 5. Come and check out what we have to offer. We have 12 community clubs throughout Riley County. So there is a club that is meeting in your area that you live in, or is comprised of young people that probably go to school with your child or grandchild or niece or nephew. And then we have a number of different project clubs. We have a shooting sports club, horse kennel club, and a STEM club that meet on a monthly basis. So lots of cool stuff going on.
And everybody's all about STEM anymore, and rightfully so. And I think there's a little bit of a STEM component, I think, before the fair.
Yes. Started. So we try to kind of do an outside in, if you will, for the fair. You know, we realize that there's some young people that, for one reason or another, you know, being involved in other stuff, can't really dive in and get involved with our 4-H programming activities. And so what we do is we have a pre-fair STEM challenge of some kind where young people can come in and create and build and engage in experiential hands-on learning. This year it just happened to be a Spheros robotic course that they came in and built, and then they could come back during the fair and actually work on that. We also have an open class building creations component, so pretty cool.
A lot of heavy emphasis there.
STEM.
If I was back in
STEM.
4-H, I would totally gotten into that, some of that stuff for sure.
I think I've told you this before, Brady, but it's never too late.
You know what? That's true.
It's never too late.
That's true.
You don't have anything else going on, do you? You can come in and we can.
There's all sorts of free time.
Right.
Because you probably need project leaders, right?
Yeah, you would make the best. Oh, man.
I wouldn't even have to know what I'm doing.
No, you know, Legos, robotics. Yeah. We can just throw you in there.
I kind of get by on that sort of thing most of the time. Here with John Jobe with Riley County Extension, specializing in 4-H. I know we got some phone calls coming in and not able to answer those right now. Hopefully here in maybe a couple minutes or so. So if you want to talk with John real quick, he'll be with us for about another 4 minutes. So just keep calling. We'll try and get to those here in a second.
Unless you're upset about something, then I'm just
kidding. Right. If you're upset,
if you're upset, then don't keep calling. You know,
well, that's why we screen calls.
Hey, Brady. So I did kind of want to give a shout out. You know, here we are talking about kind of the rebirth, getting started of 4-H programming now as school gets back going. But one thing that I do want to plug is something that's been going on for about a year now, is we have the most amazing group of high school age youth from here in Riley County, as well as Waubonsie County, that are involved in what is called Citizenship Washington Focus. Do we need to take a pause for a call?
Yeah, let's go. Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay, I'll come back. Call. CWF.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. I would like to comment. Everything he's saying is so positive. I hate to come in with something negative, but during the parade, they changed the Rostock shows They did not change the parade time. But the sheep show was the same night at 7 o'clock after the parade at 6 o'clock, and that was to accommodate, I think, the city folks that like to go up and see animals after the parade. I am aware of four clubs that backed out at the last minute because they didn't have enough people to work on their floats because they were in the sheep show, and of course they're having to get their animals ready. So I don't know what the solution, whether it was to have the parade, a day earlier or something else. The parade was good, but it was small except for the politicians.
And we knew those politicians would turn out.
Well, we knew they would, but I was hoping there'd be more floats and stuff like
yep.
that, too. So,
I appreciate that that comment, and that was something that you, amongst many others, noticed this year, and we definitely were trying some new things with scheduling, and so... You know, we'll come back as a fair board in September and kind of talk about the positives and maybe some things we could tweak for next year. But I do appreciate that call.
Okay. Well, thank you for considering it anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
The fair otherwise was great, as well as the weather.
If you could bring that back next year, then I would appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for that call. Again, 75-537-1350 is the number to call. If you want to have any questions, comments, on In Focus here with John Joe with Riley County Extension. John, got maybe just about a minute or two left.
Yep.
You want to wrap
some
stuff up?
Again, you know, we got a lot of opportunities. Definitely give me a holler at the Riley County Extension office, 785-537-6350, if you're interested in maybe checking out what we have going on. But I did want to give a quick plug for our group that has been working for about the last year, headed towards Washington, D.C. Next summer for an initiative called Citizenship Washington Focus. What we do is we work for that year buildup, work on citizenship, leadership, and probably the heaviest part of that buildup is fundraising. So we can get across the country in a bus. And what we do, a lot of people in the community know that we host garage sales twice a year. And so we are gearing up for our next garage sale, which is going to be held the weekend of Friday, October 26th, out at Wreath Barn in Seco Park. I'm not going to go into all the times for drop-off, but do know that is that October 26th, Friday, our sale opens. So if you have questions or you're interested in maybe cleaning out your house or garage and want to drop stuff off, just call me at the extension office and I can get you some further details about that. So great initiative, great kids. We'd love to have your stuff or have you come out and shop.
That's just a couple months away, too.
It's
crazy.
And it's going to be nice, cool temperatures, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year is just flying by now.
It is.
Flying
it
by.
Is.
Riley County Extension agent, John Joe. John, you got me back to where I needed to be.
You're in a positive place
now? I'm back more in a positive place.
Okay.
I mean, the smaller parade kind of dropped it back down a little bit.
Yeah, for a second. I can feel the change in the air in the studio.
It's
feeling good in here.
It's good.
Dave's giving me weird looks, but it's positive in here. I can't speak for back in there.
No.
You have to realize that it's just that Dave looks weird.
Well, I didn't want to go there.
You don't need
there.
To. It's pretty much common knowledge. You know, it's one of those faces for radio. Everybody knows.
Okay. As long as you're comfortable with that.
I'm just still jealous of his beard.
It's a good beard.
And dress code.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like I said, winter is coming, Dave. Winter is coming.
You and Nick McNamara, one of our reporters, he has a pretty crazy beard like that, too. You guys
No
do
Shave
a beard
August,
off.
Apparently.
Yeah.
No Shave 2018.
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot, John.
Yeah.
Till next
pleasure.
Time.
Yes, always a pleasure. So who you guys got on next?
We got Jamie Ramsey. Jamie Ramsey with Riley County Senior Center. All right. That coming on. You're listening in Focus. News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
So, have you thought any more about it?
Thought any more about what?
Do we move or improve?
Whoa, honey, you cut right to the chase, don't you?
I'm just so tired of going back and forth about it. We've got to do something. Our windows are so outdated and aren't